a lot of the mothers would have been known to us by sight before they came in to actually have their babies, because we'd seen them at antenatal clinic. But as far as the admission procedure, whatever, I really don't know. I don't think any would have been admitted if they hadn't gone through, being booked. Can't remember anybody arriving on the doorstep, in labour without being known about it, We would then clean the baby, wrap it up, swaddle it, and then take it to mum and dad, show them, the baby and that. And then for the first day, we would do the washing and bathing and things like that. And by the time mother then on the second day would be allowed up, because the first day they were in bed, and then they would start to learn how to wash and bath the baby, how to wash their head and clean their eyes, and swab their eyes and their ears and all the things that I don't think they bother with anymore. But yeah, on the first instance, we did that. And if there were any mothers that were too weak, if they'd had cesareans and things, then those babies were ours. We had to look after them and make up all the feeds as well. If they, the mothers couldn't feed, then we had to make up all these bottles and things for baby feeds. It might be expressed milk from the mother. Otherwise, it was formula milk. We encouraged them to breastfeed. I mean, it was the natural thing to do. And don't forget, as I say, this is a Salvation Army place and this sort of thing. All mothers were encouraged to breastfeed their babies. If they couldn't, then they went on to bottle feeds, but they all had to have a try. I mean, a lot of them were successful. They were more relaxed because, I mean, nowadays you're going home within 24 hours or whatever, and you've got three or four more kids at home you've got to look after, and there's no way you're going to breastfeed. But then you were there for 10 days anyhow. You might just as well. It gave you something to do, Here we were, 16, 17-year-olds, showing a mother how to breastfeed. Yeah. Putting them to the breast and, sort of like trying to encourage them to feed. Yeah. Seems ridiculous now, doesn't it? But the thing is, I think because we had a uniform, even though it was a different uniform from the staff, you were in uniform, so you're expected to know these things. We just did. I mean, you learn them pretty darn quick. There was a hierarchy, obviously. You had the sisters and the staff nurses. The staff nurses were all midwives. You must have had student midwives, although I can't remember much about that, but there must have been student midwives at some point. And then us, we were the lowest of the low, the nursery pros. But the hierarchy was, you didn't speak to the sister unless she spoke to you, and you certainly didn't speak to a doctor. And if you were in trouble, it went up through from the sister to the matron, and who, as I say, is an officer anyhow. So you were in trouble before you started, really.